Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 7.97, down 22 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.31, down 24 and a quarter on the open. December, 7.53, down 24. March, 7.75, down 25 and three quarters. July, 8.04, down 24 and a quarter on the open. September corn opened at 5.35, down 14 and a quarter on the open. December, 5.49 and a half, down 15. March, 5.68 and a half, down 14. 14 and three quarters. May, 5.78 and a quarter, down 17. July, 5.89 and a half, down 15 and a half. December of 2009, 5.87 and a half, down 12 and a half on the open. September beans opened at $12, down 34 on the open. November, $12, down 35. January, 12.18, down 34. March, 12.34, down 30 and a half. May, 12.46, down 26 and a half. July, 12.58, down 22 and three quarters. And November of 2009, open at 12.08, down 21 and a half on the open. September soybean meal opened at 3.48, down 7.40 on the open. October, 3.34, down 8.20. September soybean oil opened at 48.55, down 98 on the open. October, 48.75, down 101. October live cattle open at 102.80, down 50 on the open. September feeders, 110.70, down 7.5. October lean hogs, 69.50, up 47.5. And February bellies, 87.25, down 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
The nation's unemployment report this morning couldn't have helped the marketplace too much. A five-year high of 6.1%, up 0.4% over the previous report. And it appears to me, as I look through the week, that the macroeconomics are still clearly trumping micros.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, that jobs report does bother us, Dave. I think that's probably one of the few things, and I hope we're not wearing rose-colored glasses here, but that's one of the few things that actually tangibly bothers us with the trade and the fundamentals as a whole, because we've got the weak housing market, we've got the weak stock market. We cannot afford to have a weak labor market, and so we need to see a return back down below 6% if we can in next month's report. I think it's going to make a big, big difference in terms of how the overall market acts as we get into the end of the year. So that's a big issue, but I think most of the other issues that we've been contending with, and one of the biggest reasons why, recalling back on Commodity Week, you know, Friday night, Saturday, about how we were all hopeful that the markets would turn around and that the row crops would start looking at the micro fundamentals. And that not happening, it seems to me, especially after going to Chicago this week, I picked up a more clearer picture or a more defined picture that most of what's happening, in our view anyway, is psychological and mindset, and the trader technicals and trader psychology are really influencing the trade more than anything. It's less tangible issues, but you hit it on the nose, in our view, the micro fundamentals of the row crops especially are just not playing out in price action right now.
And we take it back down to the technicals, and as we look at the AIG commodity index chart, we were keeping a strong eye on that 185 level, hoping it would be supportive there. Now we're down to another leg down for the move at 178.58.
Yes, and you throw into that kettle the fact that the Nov beans and the Dease corn both could not hold their 200-day moving average, the November crude oil could not hold its 200-day moving average, And then most importantly for us technically and big picture-wise as well, the stocks and the commodities are moving in unison as we had expected, unfortunately both lower. And one of the things I remember about a week ago today was how much better that Dow AIG number looked, how much better the S&P banking index looked, how much better the S&P 500 looked, and as well how much better the Dease corn and the Nove beans looked. All technically looked much, much stronger than they do this week. And you can go back and say, okay, what are the things, the outside forces the market's focusing on? Well, I think number one is more hedge fund liquidation. That was something that I heard over and over again on my trip to Chicago. I took a client up there and had a couple business meetings. Talked to probably 12 or 13 different people during the course of the day between the meetings and the floor people that I worked with and talked to. The fact that Osprey had their fund liquidate just went kind of took everybody back to July and the idea this spring, late spring, that we were going to have more to follow. And sure enough, last night there are rumors at this point that an Atticus Capital hedge fund may be liquidating. The company has so far said, no, that's not going to happen. But it just makes the longs in the market a lot weaker, and it brings the shorts out because they feel like the gravity is taking effect and the current is definitely with them. And so that was the number one thing I felt up there. I don't think I heard anyone of all the people I talked to that on Wednesday, Dave, talked to me about the idea that the weather is bringing a bearish mindset into the beans or the corn as we saw the remnants of Gustav come into the Midwest.
If supplies are falling faster than demand, and by all accounts that's what the trade mindset is, at what point do the micros begin to take over, and at what point then do you consider start buying into this marketplace?
I think that overall the trade does not believe that supply, as far as U.S. row crop supply, is falling faster than demand. I think you can see that in that the commodities and the financials are all moving lower. You can see that in the idea that even with hurricanes lined up like a train at a train station, crude oil still down $2.50 a barrel. So I don't think the trade as a whole really does believe that row crop supplies are lower than the demand right now, and I think that's where it goes back to this trend, these technicals, and this psychology very, very well may stay in present in our markets until we get to next Friday's report, and I think that's where next Friday's report really needs to show some strength in the markets or a return to a bias that, hey, wait a minute, we do have tighter supplies than we thought. But, you know, today's export sales was a good example. Very few, only the beans were below or on the low end of estimates. We didn't see anything below the low end of estimates, and we saw extremely good meal exports, and we saw extremely good wheat exports. So given our Gulf price and most of our commodities being at or below where we were a month ago, even with the dollar rally, we're very competitive with countries like Argentina. Even with those things going on and the real market saying we haven't lost bulk commodity demand, I would say they probably don't think that supplies are dropping. So that's the biggest issue that we're probably facing right now.
And they need to perhaps reevaluate that mindset and probably is clouding their judgment the U.S. dollar? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing that when I was up in Chicago, I had always thought and we'd always talked about with clients between, you know, all the guys here in our analysis and our seminars, look, the dollar is that important to the medium-term traders, the longer-term traders, but what I did not appreciate was floor brokers, you know, meat managers in the CME pit and the live cattle saying, I look at the dollar more than anything anymore. I don't even look at corn as much as I do the dollar on my day-to-day basis. And that really did surprise me that the dollar has that much of an impact in the very short-term trader psychology. And I think, again, it goes back to that's a big piece of the puzzle as to why the longs right now are so doggone weak. They just don't trust themselves if that dollar strengthens, and they jump out very quickly.
So if the dollar is showing strength, is rallying, then to try to put a point on it, the trade does not believe that supply is falling faster than demand.
That's right, and I think it goes back to the trade in general is looking at the big picture fundamentals, and they're saying the global demand is weaker, the dollar is stronger. You can show me your Gulf price all you want. You can show me how the weather in August was terrible for pod fill and beans. You can talk to all the producers you want to and hear them say that they're losing corn yield by the day. It doesn't matter to me because I see these other things. And they must be right because the price is moving in their direction. And so that's where I think the culmination of events is probably going to have to happen next Friday to make them back up and reassess everything.
Well, I'll take it back to the producer, please, and beans and corn. I'm eventually going to have to do some marketing strategies here, either re-own or maybe make some new sales at the technicals. What do I do?
Well, if you're looking at the technicals you and I had outlined here and you have to make off-the-combine sales, you're going to have to do it after next Friday. You give the market a week to find a bottom technically, and you see if the market wants to find short covering or not. But if you've got to make off-the-combine sales, come in and get them done after Friday's report if it's a bearish report, if they don't give us a lower yield in corn especially. Yes, we will recommend re-owning that at some point. I think if you have on-farm storage, I think this year's lining up more and more and more like 05, Dave, where the cash and the basis is going to be the thing that turns the market around, especially as we get into the combines and shell the corn and cut the beans. But that's the big issue right now is the cash price and is the supply out there or not, and that's probably what it's going to take if the USDA doesn't do it next Friday. That's probably what it's going to take is us getting in the combines and showing the trade. It's just not there.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Deese corn at 549 down 15.5. Nove beans, 1185.5 down 49.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.